I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
If you're watching the talk shows on Sunday, October the 1st, then you're going to hear two names and one act, the Jones Act, that most people have never heard of before. The people that will become famous after today's talk shows will be Yennefer Alvarez, governor of Puerto Rico, and Carmen Yulín Cruz Soto, mayor of San Juan. The act that we will all become aware of is called the Jones Act, which apparently has been around for 100 years. So those are the three things that we're going to hear on all the talk shows today. And we're probably going to hear them in this type of fashion. One, the Jones Act should be repealed. It hasn't been repealed 30 years ago, but suddenly he's in favor of repealing it. Governor Alvarez of Puerto Rico, her position is that the real problem is the Port of San Juan. According to her, there are over 9,000 containers sitting on ships that can't get into the port because of infrastructure damage, and any number of other containers that simply can't be delivered because of infrastructure problems. That means trees on the roads, power lines down, trucks can't drive to the areas that need the help. And of course, then you're going to hear Carmen Yulín Cruz Soto. Now, she has a Facebook page, by the way, and if you go to her Facebook page, that's Carmen Yulín Cruz Soto, you will see not only her comments about the help that they are getting now, but also certain criticisms of her by other Puerto Ricans. I welcome you to go to her Facebook page and read those for yourself. Now, just a little background. The Washington Post did an article, and the title of their article, by the way, was, article came out today, Trump called San Juan's mayor a weak leader. Here's what her leadership looks like. I read the whole article. There really is nothing in here that supports her being a good leader or, for that matter, being a bad leader. There's just something in here about her background. She ran for this and failed. She ran for that and failed. She ran for something else and was elected, and now she's mayor. But she's become famous because of her cry to help us save lives. Doesn't really talk about what she's doing as a leader. Simply says she has this video that's sweeping all the TV airwaves about help us to save lives. And whether or not the video has any impact or not, of course, Americans are shipping thousands of pounds of goods and boxes to Puerto Rico in order to help the American citizens. Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, and the people there are American citizens. Now, if you look at some background on Carmen Yulín Cruz Soto, you'll find that she came to the United States a few years ago and petitioned the U.S. Congress to change the Jones Act, as well as give Puerto Rico more sovereignty. And part of that sovereignty was to let Puerto Rico declare bankruptcy on all their debts to companies and other countries, and I guess even to the United States government, so they could restructure their financial crisis. And she admitted in that presentation to Congress that Puerto Rico had been negligent in handling their debt. Now, I've been to Puerto Rico before, and I can tell you that my impression was there was some really nice resort hotels where I stayed, very beautiful hotels, and then there were parts of the cities which were extremely poor, and I could see these people were nestled in poverty except for tourism. I don't know that that's been changed under the governor or under Carmen Cruz Soto, but clearly she was in the United States and made this presentation to Congress to ask Congress to essentially let them declare bankruptcy and get their debt forgiven so they could start anew. Now, the Jones Act is a little bit puzzling to me, and you, of course, can Google that, and you will hear a lot about it on the TV shows. But essentially, regardless of why it came about, what it does is that goods that are shipped between U.S. ports, and San Juan would be a U.S. port, must be transmitted by ships made by Americans, powered by Americans, and carrying American goods. So if they go from, let's say, a Texas port to San Juan, it must be on an American-made ship operated by Americans. So it applies to goods shipped between U.S. ports. Now, it doesn't mean that a foreign country, let's say France, can't ship goods directly to San Juan, Puerto Rico, and they do regularly. So we may be careful, we must be careful in listening to the TV shows that it doesn't prevent foreign ships from shipping goods directly to Puerto Rico. It only covers goods shipped between U.S. ports. Now, when Trump vacated this law or exempted the law for a certain number of days, what he essentially is allowing is a foreign ship, let's say coming from the Gulf Coast, to deliver goods directly to another U.S. port, which is San Juan. Not that it couldn't have delivered those goods directly from a French port to San Juan. So I hope I'm making that clear. The Jones Act covers things between two U.S. ports. It does not prevent foreign ships from delivering goods directly, that's directly, to San Juan. Under the exemption that Trump has passed, a foreign ship, now say in the Gulf Coast, could deliver power supplies directly to a U.S. port, which is San Juan, which would be an exemption from the Jones Act. So I presume that the exemption is motivated because there is insufficient U.S. ships to ship all the goods there, or because there's foreign vessels in U.S. ports now that have goods that they would like to deliver to San Juan but can't, because a foreign ship can't move between a USA port and another U.S. port because the Jones Act prevents that from occurring. Now, the other thing that I kind of discovered by reading about the mayor of San Juan's background is how she has articulated in the last few years that San Juan needs to be a more sovereign country and less controlled or less rule set by the American Congress. And she clearly has said things indicates that I think if it was in her mind, they would be their own country, their own sovereign country, and not even a U.S. territory. But because economically, according to what I understand, they can't support themselves, they need to be someone's territory in order to get enough economic help to keep their country alive. It'd be like a family who needs $100,000 a year to live but only makes $40,000, so they need to side with some rich person to get the other $60,000. I'm not saying that's wrong, I'm just saying that's the situation they're in. They need to side with another wealth country to get their goods shipped in that they can't actually pay for themselves. And that's the problem with trying to be a sovereign country in an economic situation that is not self-supporting. Now, the other thing about what I think Carmen Yulin Cruz Soto doesn't recognize is that there are already 5,000 National Guard personnel stationed on the island. They were stationed there before the storm. And the government, that's our government, has sent thousands more to help in the days after the storm. But let's face it, this personnel can't get around if the port of San Juan is closed down so that containers can't be unloaded. And when they are unloaded, if the streets aren't clear so that the drivers can get through. The governor has pointed this out. And when the governor of Puerto Rico points this out, it seems like she is saying that San Juan needs to get its act together and focus on clearing the port so that the goods can get through. In other words, simply crying for help doesn't cut it. And I think that was what Trump's point was. And I feel very sorry for the people of Puerto Rico. It's a terrible, horrible thing that's happened. But crying on a video is not going to cut it. Getting the people out to clear the streets and open the port up will help. The goods are ready to go. The goods are sitting out in the water, but can't get into the port. So that's where it has to start. Obviously, the people can't get off the ship and help because they can't get into the port. So the people of San Juan and the mayor needs to focus on that issue. Crying about it won't help. Is it a horrible thing? Absolutely. You want to save lives, get focused on leadership by focusing on the things that have to be done, the priorities. I think that's what Trump was talking about. It's poor leadership to focus on the things that don't help. Yes, I'm sure she is an empathetic and sympathetic person to the problems, as she should be. She is mayor. But she needs to show leadership by saying, let's clear the port of obstructions so the ships can get in. That's the focus. And I think that's what Trump means by exercising good leadership. The Post, of course, uses her comments, really to exacerbate the situation. The article title, as I mentioned, was something about, let me get back to it for a second. The article title was, "Here's What Her Leadership Looks Like." There really isn't anything in the article to talk about leadership. Again, she ran for office, failed. She ran for office and failed. She ran for office and made it. Goes to Congress, wants to repeal the Jones Act, wants to let Puerto Rico declare bankruptcy and things of that nature. But you don't see any examples of leadership here. You see some great empathetic examples of her hugging children and crying for help. I get that. And I have great empathy for that. But I don't see any examples of where she's organizing people to clear the roads, organizing people to clear the port. Those are leadership activities. I don't see her doing any of that. I'm hoping she's doing it, but the article, which talks about her leadership, doesn't show anything there at all. It's too bad Trump challenged her on her leadership, but maybe he should. Maybe he should say, stop doing videos and start organizing your people to clear the roads so the trucks can get through. Organize your people so we can open the ports. And that's all I'm going to have today on that subject, except to close with the three things you're going to hear a lot about on TV today are the Jones Act. Think about it, because it's going to go away after this issue until John McCain brings it up again. Think about what the governor of Puerto Rico has to say, and think about what Carmen Yulín Cruz Soto has to say, and think about it not from the standpoint of, are they asking for help? Of course they're asking for help. Think about it from the standpoint of what they're doing to help themselves as leaders. I'm not there. It's got to be a horrible situation, no power, no food, no water. Horrible, horrible situation. But leaders find ways to set priorities and motivate their people to do something as opposed to just complaining about what's not being done for them. I don't think that's harsh. I think that's what good leaders do. Maybe she's doing it. If she is, then more power to her. That's all for today on this October the 1st, 2017. I don't seem to be offensive to anybody, but I do think Trump needs a little bit of defense because he may see things that we don't even see with respect to what's going on. When he sees thousands of people on the ground, thousands of containers, according to the governor of Puerto Rico, waiting to be unloaded because they can't get into the port, I think he says, hey, I think the problem is leadership on the ground. Have a good day. Learn today about Puerto Rico. It's going to be interesting. Why aren't they a state already? I don't know the answer to that. Why has the Jones Act been around for a long time? I've heard and I've read that the Jones Act is supported heavily by the Obama administration. There has been, I guess, some changes, not to make it better, but to make it worse. And that's heavily supported by the unions. And that may be a good thing, but the fact is, it's very much protectionist. So, and I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying that's a fact. It's all for today, October 1st. Have a good day. Bob Sherwood signing off at webtalkwithbob@gmail.com from the heartland of America. We have a view, perhaps different than the views from the East Coast to the West Coast. Our view may be more conservative in some issues, more liberal than others. But it is honest and is transparent. And we try to say it as clearly as we can, with as much empathy as we can, urging leadership as opposed to complaints. Have a great day. Listen in tomorrow when I talk a little bit more about how the TV shows presented these three things: the governor, the mayor, and the Jones Act.